All right, we have 12:01 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. This is the late night ticket at the Woodford Reserve Musers Campout Edition 2.
KTCK on, Dallas Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger, KPLX HD2 Fort Worth, a Cumulus station.
Can I say this without being super
come
gay?
Come on,
sit down, dude,
game.
For one
come
more
on.
Segment.
One more segment.
Lord.
You stand with me.
Big queen. I'm going to go to bed. Hey, me.
You don't sleep.
No, you're not going to go to bed anywhere. You're going to go there and lay in there. Try to fire up RedTube on your iPad.
Which
I
can
God,
do.
Don't I have 3G here?
Able to do that.
Am I being incredibly super gay, though?
Yes,
looking up,
you are.
And seeing the stars and thinking to myself, my God, I really wish I had this at home.
Yes.
What would you do if you had this at home?
Male
I would look up every night. Do you have this, George, every
almost,
night?
Almost this bright. And when we go out to the lake, they're this bright.
What is that going to do for you when you just look up? You're going to look up and say, oh, stars, and then turn around and go back home.
It's not gay to say that. It's breathtaking.
Yeah, it is. It's
is
just,
it?
It's sweet.
Now, you're citified, Donovan. Mike is extremely citified.
Girls. I love girls.
But, I mean, this is nice. This is something we don't see every night. I mean, just
small,
out in the middle of nowhere.
Small
yeah.
Part of the universe.
Exactly. You realize how insignificant you are.
Mm-hmm. No, I own this place.
Now, here's the thing about Mike. Wow. He's very upset.
What happened?
I'm upset? What's Mike upset about?
You could tell he's moping around, yep. And he's tired of talking to dudes.
Oh,
he wants
ever.
To talk to some girls.
That's they're right. So depressed.
Nothing but guys here.
That's right.
No ticket chicks, like you would imagine
Why
they would
the
provide for us.
Why don't the ticket chicks go to the camp out?
Please.
They
how
should.
Many, how many charges will we have on each one of us if ticket chicks are here?
Just a couple of kids.
It's all consensual.
Just a couple extra kids.
So, think about this, guys. When you're dialing up, when we, on the air, request a girl to call in, and then you're a dude and you decide you're going to call in and do a girl voice or
right.
something else that's very
Am I
hilarious.
On the radio?
Are you going to have your girlfriend
you
call in and then take the phone away from her or something like that?
You're angering Mike.
Boy, look at him over here. He can barely
you're making this a bad situation for him.
Calm it down.
That's right.
Look
I
at
mean,
him.
So come on, help a brother out here.
Think about this when you're dialing.
Look at his eyebrows.
You may not have 3G tonight. I may or may not be able to get on RedTube. I don't really know.
And think about this. Did you, when you're dialing, you're a dude, and you're still ignoring us, think to yourself, did you start the ticket? I don't think you did.
No.
Yeah.
Why don't you just put that phone down and allow
right.
a female to get through the phone lines? Because Donnie is clearly not able to screen you.
No, Donnie's doing a terrible job.
We need TC up there for that.
Yeah, he's so gifted.
All right, so shall we go to the phones?
Let's do. See what's going on out there. See if anybody can help a brother out. Hi there. You're on the Deep Night Ticket. Go ahead.
Yes, this is my friend Thomas.
God almighty. Get rid of that, Donnie.
Let's go here to somebody who hasn't turned their radio down yet. Good evening. You're on the ticket.
Yes, it is. James
no,
again.
No. Gone.
Did he say what?
James again.
Oh.
Jesse's nephew or cousin or brother or whatever.
Hi there. You're on the Deep Night Ticket. Go ahead.
Hi, Dan. Did you hear the really...
Nope. Gone.
Man,
hi there. You're
really
on the Deep Night
now.
Ticket. Go ahead.
I apologize, Reiner.
Nope. Go ahead.
Reiner, he apologized.
Hi, you're on the Deep Night Ticket. Go ahead.
Yeah, I need to talk to the news.
Hi there, you're on the Deep Night Ticket.
That sounds like the moose from the Captain Kangaroo show.
You're on the Deep Night Ticket. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got a joke.
Nope.
Go ahead.
No joke.
Oh.
You're on the Deep Night Ticket. Go ahead.
Wow.
See, you've made him angrier. I didn't think that was possible.
Look how mad he is.
So please.
I've never seen Mike this
Please,
mad.
Guys, think about what you're doing here.
You're on the Deep Night Ticket. Go ahead.
Well, what in the hell do we have going on here?
Nope. You're on the Deep Night Ticket. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, I've
nope.
A story.
On the
now, does
on the
everybody realize that you're not only affecting this evening's mic, but that will carry over into tomorrow's mic?
Right.
And Thursday is a huge day for the whole
right.
Tomorrow's
system.
Way bigger than today. Today's like a warm-up party. This is nothing.
So do you want to ruin him for tomorrow night?
Surely not.
Please don't. Please, guys.
I mean, I'm going to carry this around with me for the better part of the day tomorrow. And it's going to depend on what happens tomorrow night to get me out of it. You've already ruined tomorrow's show.
Oh, God.
Wow. We've already gone past the 3-7 line.
That's
so
right.
Please don't affect tomorrow's deep night ticket.
Do you
think
want
about
to talk,
what you're doing.
So do you want to break down maybe a couple of Sweet 16 games while we're waiting on a girl, Mike?
No, I don't.
Well,
hi there. You're on the deep night ticket. Go ahead.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Go ahead.
This is Cheri. Okay.
That's a girl.
Oh,
we're getting somewhere.
Hello, Cheri.
Right now.
Hi. I tried to call last year, and George hung up on me.
Oh, George,
you're such
what
a
the
jerk,
hell, man.
You're such a jerk.
Not chivalrous.
Did you do that
Let's
for?
Find out why I hung up. Why did I hang up on you?
I don't know. I was trying to talk to Dan, and you didn't like that, so you hung up.
All right. See, that's, right here. That's jealous George rearing his ugly head.
All right, let's get the facts
page out
of
the
way here. Let's get the facts page out of the way.
I have a
joke. How old are
you?
Listen to me. How old are you?
25.
Ooh.
What do you do for a living?
Yeah. I'm in sales.
What kind of sales? What are you selling?
I sell payroll, ADP.
Payroll?
I think we're involved. We get the ADP payroll, don't
we? Super gay.
We have a lot in common.
Yeah. Where do you live?
We actually get paychecks.
Where do you live?
Hang on, let me get... I don't say this. I bet you live...
Where do you live?
You live in the West Village.
Where do you live?
In Dallas.
In the West Village, right?
I'm actually Facebook friends with Mike.
Oh, well, all right. Well, who is it?
I hate to tell you this, sweetheart, but so are 75,000 other people.
Oh, wow. Corby?
Oh, I felt special.
That's right, in addition to my 500,000-plus Twitter followers.
That's an old guy playing a young man's game.
That's right, I am.
You know, she does want to tell a joke. I think
all
we
right.
should allow her to
all
right,
do
are
you so. With, are you with man?
What?
Are you with man
do you
right
a,
now?
Do you have a boyfriend?
Yes.
Really?
Do you really like my joke? Listen for a second.
Okay, right, go ahead. Go. You've earned it. Go.
What do you call an anorexic girl that has a yeast infection?
An anorexic girl that has a yeast infection. I don't know what.
Quarter pounder with cheese.
That's funny.
Do you like that?
Mike?
That wasn't bad.
He did. I think you've made him a little... You might have helped the 6:30 to 7.
Now, did you go to college, sweetheart?
Yeah, I went to... I'm actually from California.
Yeah? Where'd you go?
Hey, where'd you go to school, baby?
Cal Poly.
Oh, Cal Poly! Yeah! Big West School!
Yeah!
That's awesome!
George, what up?
What?
Whoa.
That wasn't George.
Cal
Guess
Poly.
What, baby? We're going to hang up on you again this year. Goodbye. See you later.
Oh, dear. So sad, another George casualty left in the wake.
What a thrashing of a voice that is.
That made him famous.
See you later.
Goodbye.
All right,
guys.
Now, with that.
Again.
Now, you guys that put the phone down... In the middle of dialing, we thank you.
But Mike is in a
girls.
Much better mood.
And,
now.
Yeah, it's really helped. So see what you've done. Now all the other guys who have the phone in their hand right now, let's put it down.
And talk to more girls.
And let the girls get through, please.
Hi there, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes,
Hello,
good
you're
evening.
On the air.
Hey, the 2300 on Twitter.
Nope,
Don't
think
so, baby.
You're wearing a bra. Right. You're wearing a bra.
Oh no!
Hello, who's this?
Thursday Jesus. How y'all doing, Camp Out?
Damn it!
See ya.
God.
Thursday
now,
Jesus.
That's early. Real
Hello?
Early call by you.
Hello.
Now make this call. Yes. Good evening.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Candace.
Finally, Candace.
Candace, we know.
Yes.
I don't know a Candace.
All right, is this Black Candace?
This is Black Candace.
All right.
Candace.
What?
How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Donovan, you're black. Talk to her.
I am. Hi, Candace.
I'm awesome. I'm great.
Translate.
Hi.
Tell her hi.
She is awesome.
Tell her thanks for calling.
Candace, do you understand me?
Okay, easy. Easy, damn it.
What?
Yeah.
Candace, don't listen to him.
That's a racist Corby.
We need to... We need to
That's
talk
plantation,
about
Corby. I'm sorry.
We need to talk about them.
Let me tell you something about Candace. She's hot.
Yes.
Thanks.
Are you? When are you moving to California, Candace?
In a couple weeks.
All right, Donovan. Got to work fast here.
Yeah, I know. I don't think have I ever met you, Candace?
No, I haven't. No, we haven't.
Do you date black guys?
I've never dated a black guy, actually.
What?
Wow.
You know what? We have that in common. I've never dated a black guy either.
That's good.
Why don't you date black guys?
She's kind of bright.
That's clearly a conscious decision, though.
I don't know. It's just some kind of preference, you know?
So do you want to take that stroll a couple weeks before you go to California, Candace?
To a married man.
Oh, we don't talk about that.
Not details, really married.
Details.
Oh, I just got a text message, Dan.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What did she say?
Did she pass?
Oh, my gosh.
Who is it from?
It's from my now ex-wife.
That's terrible.
Wow, Candace, I'm not married anymore.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
Seriously, why have you ever been asked out by another black guy?
Yeah, I get hit on all the time by black guys and all sorts of guys, but, you know.
She does.
Why do you like white guys?
I've just been attracted to them. I grew up in, like, there's like three black families in our neighborhood, so.
Where did you grow up?
San Antonio. I'm a Spurs fan.
All out.
Have you ever dated a Hispanic guy?
No.
Just straight white, huh?
Yeah.
What high school did you go to in San Antonio?
MacArthur.
The Brahmas.
Yep, go Brahmas. We call them Brahmas.
The Brahmas.
I thought it was Brahmas.
You know, I've never dated a white girl, Candace.
You haven't?
I
Norm,
not, no.
Norm used to teach at San Antonio.
Really do. We need to sit down and talk about our experiences, Candace.
You know, San Antonio MacArthur against San Antonio Lee. That is our matchup of the Alamo City this week.
How old are you, Candace?
I am 29. I just turned 29 a couple of weeks ago.
Oh,
you know what, Candace? I don't know if you knew this.
What day?
Candace, I'm 27.
What day is your birthday?
The 12th.
Interesting.
You know I'm 27, right, Candace?
Yeah.
So before
I know. I turned 27. I forgot.
Yeah, we're all 27.
Before you go to California, Candace, we need to meet up and hang out, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course. So we can bond and we can talk about things that only talk about in the community.
Candace, have you ever smoked pot?
Maybe.
I mean, is your employer listening? Why wouldn't you say yes?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Could you pass a drug test today?
Yeah, of course.
You have done just about everything, haven't you?
I'm good, y'all.
Wink.
Yep.
Awesome.
All right, Candace.
Well, you guys are like the best.
You're going to be missed when you go.
Well,
really,
see you later.
Candace. You're going to be missed when you go.
You've got 2 weeks to see me, Candace. I'm looking forward to it.
I think Donnie decided
Donnie,
that
what the hell, man?
Candace.
Whoa.
Donnie's
come on, Donnie.
He knows what he's doing.
He's a programmer. Let's move on to the next call, shall we?
Hell? All right. Hi there. Good evening. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Seriously.
See, you're putting me back.
You're
putting me back in that place.
Oh, no. Come on. Let's go to the phones.
Come on, Dan. Control this.
Good evening. You're on the ticket, the late night ticket with Mike.
That's so awesome.
Hi. Who is this?
This is Susan, and he is my hero.
Who
is?
Reiner.
Yes.
Reiner's dead, first of all.
No, he's not dead.
Tend to lionize
I can talk to Corby, too, because he's my minor hero.
Yeah, he's the snake, isn't he?
Yes, he's the snake.
Am I your minority hero?
He's my minority hero because he's younger than me.
You sound a little rough around the edges.
How old are you?
What's the question?
How old are you?
Guess.
44.
51.
Really? You said 51?
I'll say 27.
Corby said 51.
Corby said 51?
No, yeah. Sweetheart. I said...
Thank you, Corby. Thank you, Corby, love of my life. No, not 51.
44.
58.
No, not 44.
27.
Jeez, Corby, not 58.
27.
You're doing what? You're beating up 58.
Whoa.
How many smoke breaks do you take a day?
Let's go with 49.
All right, you're 61, so
no.
What else?
49?
Yeah.
So what is
right,
the
I'm a P1 day one,
game.
And I love every one of you guys. And I have been kicking the ass since the stupid stars have been on, waiting for you guys to come on. I want y'all to sing a song for me.
What do you want?
I want y'all to sing Lady Antebellum's If I Knew Then. Come on, let what? Gordon and Corby sing it for me, please. That's not bad.
What is it?
No, not I need you now. I want you to sing if I knew then. Come on.
You know what? Listen, most girls your age.
One day one.
We only know. We only
one day one. I need to be line five girl. I need to be line five girl.
Wait, shut up. Good Christ.
Who the fuck does anyone know?
I can't stand this. Get rid of her. Get rid of her.
Donnie, hang up on her.
Get rid of her, Donnie.
Good gravy. What an annoying bitch.
Dude, she loves you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I love you, too.
You're
he doesn't mean it.
Is that all you know?
That's I didn't mean anything.
He's sorry. He'll never say it again.
I just need you now.
That's all we know.
That's really all there is to it.
That's a good song.
All right, we can't end with her.
Is it?
Well, I mean, not that there's anything wrong with her.
Y'all need to play that song, the other one from Lady Antebellum. Y'all recognize me yet?
Let's get Donnie in the car and go do a drive-by at North Park real quick.
Whoa.
Ooh, yeah.
The one at the station, right? Donnie at the station?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought.
What are you looking at me for? I was talking to Donnie at the station.
All right. Okay, wait, wait, Donnie.
At 2, George.
Wait.
At 2.
Donovan.
Come on, man.
Donovan. Will you drive to North Park right now, roll the window down and say, yo, is Orange Julius open?
Whoa. What voice is that?
What voice is that?
It's my lower voice. Yo.
Yeah, okay. Donovan's known for his low voice.
See?
Hey,
good Donovan, evening.
Right.
Oh, and Mike might be taking off his headset. Oh, no.
Mike!
Did he just throw him down?
He just pulled his pants.
Are you okay?
He's defecating right here.
Good evening. You're on the ticket. Go ahead.
Tell Mike not to go anywhere. This is Ranjit, and we have to start Tekken Talk now.
Uh-oh, Mike. Ranjit's on the phone.
Tekken Talk.
It's time for Tekken Talk.
Oh, look at Run Back. He's running back to the broadcast site.
Hey, man, I want to be on Tekken Talk.
What is your question for Tekken Talk? How may I help you with your iPad?
Yes.
He wants to know if you have a question about your iPad.
Yes, I need help with it, man. Can you help me on Tekken Talk?
What seems to be a problem, Mr. Mike?
I just need to be educated on it. Can you help, Roger?
Oh, we can help you very well, very well. How can we start to turn on the power?
Oh, my.
All right, he's running out of steam, but he's got a
pretty good voice. Jeep, it's time to go to the Unticket.
Well, where is Chad?
Oh, dear. He lost it.
All right, good evening. You're on the late night ticket. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm a girl. I want to talk to you.
Good evening, girl.
All right, this is the one with her boyfriend back there. He's going to start messing around.
And what is your name, ma'am?
Jenny?
Uh-huh.
Jenny, how old are you?
34.
All right, that's awesome. Average. That's good enough.
What do you want tonight? Right. What do you want from us tonight?
Has someone implored you to call the ticket?
No. I've been kind of following along with the 2300, but I've just turned y'all on at like 11.
Okay, what's the 2300? I really don't know what that is.
That's the Twitter.
It's a bunch of P1s tweeting about what you guys are doing on the air. It's pretty fun to follow along with them.
So
and every night at 11 p.m., they all hook up on Twitter?
This is my first time, so I guess they do it every night. I don't know.
Why are you awake right now?
Because you guys are entertaining.
Do you have a job?
Yes, I have a job, and I have to be there very early tomorrow.
Oh, no. Well, thank you very much for listening.
Are you ready for bed tonight?
No, not really.
No?
Have you showered yet?
Did that in the morning.
Oh, you should do that at night, too.
Both?
Yeah.
You should take a pillow into the shower, too.
That might work.
What for? What's the pillow for?
A little pillow fight.
Okay.
While you're in there, like, oh, you're bad down there.
So that's are you nude? Bad,
that's a bad girl.
Are you nude?
I'm nice. I don't know. Yeah, y'all are all talking over each other.
Have you ever talked to a celebrity before?
I met Chuck Norris at the Bruton Terrace Theater in Pleasantville as a kid.
So the answer is no.
Walk of Texas, really?
Does that count?
Walk of Texas, Chuck. Texas Chuck Norris. Man, you got me all confused here. Chuck Norris, the Sons of Thunder, coming on now, right?
Who is this?
What?
Who is this?
Hello?
Do a search.
Are you nude?
For Walker, no. Texas Ranger.
Donnie has never played a drop before.
Walker, Texas, Chuck! Texas, Walker.
Yeah, he has, too. He's been doing it all night.
So,
okay, that's good.
So who are you attracted to, Stacy?
My favorite, oh, my name's Jenny. My favorite ticket personality, you mean?
Just in general. Just, I mean, is it...
like a Hollywood actor or anything?
Maybe Steve Irwin?
No. I think, well, obviously Brad Pitt is hot, you know.
Overrated.
Totally hot.
Like maybe Harry.
Like Javier Bardem, because he looks like he's been punched in the face a few times, and I sort of like that.
Hang on, wait.
Do you enjoy having your hair pulled?
No, wait. Mike mentioned a celebrity, Harry Reasoner. You don't know who that is, do you?
No.
So what's your take right now on this Libya situation? I'm really torn up over. What's going on in your head over
it? It's a bummer, and...
Totally. You should be on the news.
Odyssey Dawn is sounds more like a stripper than a war, so that sucks.
What?
They named it Operation Odyssey Dawn. It sounds like a stripper name.
See? That's what you get with the 2300 right there, dog.
Yes, sir.
What's your Twitter name?
Do I have to?
No, I just thought you might like.
You might get some followers. So, if you like followers, you might get some now.
Okay, it's Werewolf Show. It's kind of a dumb name, but it's something I sort of came up with on the spot and stuck with.
It's Taylor Lautner's. Taylor Lautner's balls.
No.
Twitter.
No. No, I'm Team Edward.
Are you a vampire? Are you a vampire fan?
Not really. I mean, I like True Blood, but I'm a little too old for all that, you know, glittery Twilight stuff.
So, if you had to have sex with Mike, would you? If having sex with Mike would put you into heaven, would you do it?
If it would put me into heaven, yes. But I'm a little
disturbed by
whatever it was. Red tube. I went to see what that was. It's kind of rough. That is rough.
See, there's a drop.
Dude, Mike, I think she totally likes you. She said she'd have sex with you.
But she's no, disturbed I didn't by... that. I mean,
you did, too.
I think it's a heaven, of course.
She's disturbed by red tube.
Creamy, you said...
What? What was her name again?
I said if it's my ticket to heaven, Creamy? Then yes. It's, you know.
Right, so you'd have sex with him. You'd have sex with him.
Okay. Are you bothering me right now? That's what it feels like. Yes, I guess.
That's a good test, though, Mike. If she's disturbed by red tube, that's probably not the girl for you.
No, it's not.
That's just a
however,
trial.
However, I'm still banging.
That's a...
wow.
That's a trial balloon that Mike will flow.
Now, do you have a boyfriend
right
now?
Would you like to hear a song?
I'm in Love with Dan McDowell. That's a good song.
I've got another song here for you. Are you ready? Ready, George?
Ready.
It's a quarter after one. I'm all alone and I need you, darling.
You're right, Donnie.
Said I wasn't cold.
Hang on.
I'm a little drunk and I need you now.
Just duck.
I am the eye in the sky.
I can be
looking at you.
How about that?
There you go.
That was beautiful. Thank y'all.
You know what, Queefy? I hope tonight that you sleep. I hope you sleep like an angel.
I hope you sleep totally nude.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Well,
all right.
Okay.
All right, come on, Dan. Take charge.
Let's do an all-nighter.
All right, let's take another phone call then here on the Late Night Ticket. Good evening.
Hi.
On the ticket. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Now we're getting somewhere. What is your name?
I'm sorry?
What's your name?
My name is Kara.
And where are we calling from, Kara?
Irving.
Now what are you doing up
Tigers,
so late, huh?
The Nimitz Vikings and the MacArthur Cardinals.
I'm watching Rachel Maddow, actually.
Yeah,
and listening to you guys.
That's liberal programming on CNBC or MSNBC.
Hey, folks, don't watch that. Look,
It's boring, though. It's on mute.
Oh, how old
guys
are you?
Way more interesting.
You are 27, yeah, and you went to MacArthur.
26.
No, I'm 24.
Where'd you go to college?
I went to college at UNT.
What do you do?
Main Green, baby!
What do you do for a living?
Hey, I truly believe Johnny Jones has done a terrific job. Two times in the tournament in the last 5 years.
I'm a teacher. Really?
What subject do you teach?
Did you take the $10,000 buyout?
No.
Are you
I'm
a DIS
24.
Teacher?
Why would I retire that early?
That's a horrible question. Oh. Where do you teach?
I teach in Irving. That's good enough.
So, math, history, English, what?
History.
How old are the kids you teach?
Honey, I'm a history major. We have so much in common.
I'm a history buff.
What do you think about the job Ray Overton did at MacArthur in the late 80s?
So you went to UNT, right?
Yes.
Did you ever wonder why they used to be called North Texas University? Did you know that?
North Texas State University.
Yeah.
North Texas State.
Right, but did you know that...
K-U-N-T instead of K-T?
No, it didn't. I used to work there. It was always K-N-T-U.
I was wondering why, but I wasn't really going to say the call letters. That was kind of leave that to the imagination, but...
Hey, I went to North Texas.
Sorry to ruin it for you.
I went to North Texas.
Yeah? What did you major in?
Radio, television, film.
Yeah!
Are you with Man right now?
Yes.
What are you doing, Snake?
What are you talking about?
What kind of music you like?
Oh, he's back there texting. Look at him. Oh, I'm so hot.
I really don't listen to music anymore.
I can't wait.
My boyfriend,
I hate it out here.
Turn me on to you guys.
God, it's so cold, baby.
Oh, really? So no more music, huh?
Listen to the ticket.
I'm
going to
bang you so sweet when I get home.
Oh, gross. Corby.
What?
Are you still
texting his wife.
Are you still with that boyfriend right now?
Mm-hmm.
Holy God, baby.
Corby's texting his wife. Girlfriend.
I miss you so much.
Are you nude right now?
You understand.
Huh? Are you nude right now?
No. Sorry, Mike.
Why as a 24-year-old girl do you listen to the ticket? Outside of the fact your boyfriend told you to. What do you like about
this
ticket?
This is very strange.
Who's your favorite?
This doesn't happen too often.
Who's your favorite, Beef?
I love all you guys.
She doesn't listen.
Yeah, you have to pick one. Hands. Pick one. Who's your favorite?
Pick one. I'd probably have to say Corby or Gordo.
Yeah, that's two.
Gross.
So generic.
And you're a teacher. You pick two, and I said one.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
I
like the musers in the morning because I think Gordo's really
fun. They're just so fun.
My favorite.
Yeah, Gordo.
So if
he's not on right now.
If I wasn't married, which, hang on 1 second, I'm getting a text.
What?
Hang on.
That's odd to get a text this late at night. It must be an emergency.
Oh my gosh.
What?
What's wrong?
Booty call.
Is it a booty call, Corby?
No, something terrible's happened.
Well, what happened?
I don't know if I should share this with
you
guys.
No, go ahead.
No,
we're
this
family,
is the best
dude.
Time.
Let's go, yeah.
On air, this is the best kind of program.
And we'll punctuate it with a song.
Such reality. It's like reality TV.
Be ready, Ryan.
What's happened?
My wife just got hit by a Doberman pincher, and she's gone.
Oh, she passed away? Oh, my God, that's terrible. Whoa.
I'm so lost without
Whoops.
You.
It's fire.
I'm worried a lifetime. Worried about
so long. But you're single?
Right now, I guess.
We have a big case fan on the line.
Can you stop playing guitar? Sir, my wife just got mauled by a Doberman pincher. Anyway.
Well, we have a big Corby fan on the line.
Anyway, I'm single.
We went all that way
to
just try to say that he's single.
So, I guess I need a girl now, right?
He needs you.
Well, you have to. You can't
it's
be single.
It's a quarter after I'm all alone and I need you now.
What I'm saying right now, sweetie, is I need you.
Said I would.
Are you proposing on air?
Sucks.
I'm trying to tell you.
My boyfriend about that one.
I'm trying to tell you I love you. Is your boyfriend on the radio?
Is your boyfriend famous?
I just need you now.
Well, that sucks for him.
Wouldn't it be great to have a famous boyfriend?
It would.
Like Corby?
It would.
You know, I ate for free at Arby's two nights ago.
Where's that fancy music the group always plays?
fancy music that Grooves always
plays. Always about Grooves.
Yeah. Not here.
I'll tell you what.
You
send me your.
Let's worry about those who are here. Not those who aren't.
Send me your photo. And I'll see if you're a good replacement for my wife who's died.
Oh, what? Why don't you sing that Corby song that you want to hear? Then we could have a drop of it and play it forever, and you'll be famous too. And then you won't be so in awe of Corby, and you'll have a better relationship that way.
Yeah,
if
that way
famous.
When we meet, it won't be weird because I'm so famous and you're not.
So sing. So sing that song. Sing that Corby song that Grooves likes to play.
Yeah.
That one?
That's like the Olympic song.
That's the
I'm talking about the highbrow
right?
music,
no,
right?
No, she's singing it.
Yeah, you had it right. Do the whole thing.
Oh,
go
yeah,
ahead.
That's right. Go ahead.
I don't know if I know the rest. He only plays that part.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he does.
I went to UNT, and I was not a music major.
Yeah, well, anyway.
You all could right. use that excuse.
Your story's becoming a little tiresome. Yeah,
hey, here. You know what? Tell her thank you for calling.
Yeah, how about something?
Yeah, thank you for calling, Jane.
A nice, pleasant thing.
I was about to Jane, give a great salutation.
Jane.
I think Mike isn't quite.
I'm in love with Mary Jane.
That was a solid
charge. She's my main thing.
We need to take a break.
She makes me feel all right.
Continue on the phones or take a break?
She makes my heart sing.
Now, Donnie wants us to take a break, so let's grab one more call.
Will you learn a song?
All right, here we go.
One black
good evening. You're on the ticket. Go ahead.
Will you?
Jeez. Yes, sir, I promise.
Hello.
Well, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I consider myself very fortunate just to have a couple of guys answer the phone when I'm young.
Oh, man. That's funny.
Good evening. You are on the late night ticket. Go ahead.
Donnie.
Huh?
Donnie?
Yeah.
No, you're not being screened, but you are now being hung up on. Good evening. You're on the ticket with Mike.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. You're there.
Oh, hello. Hello.
Hello. Who are you? Who are you?
Brittany from Clarksville, Tennessee.
Brittany,
what?
Huh?
Clarksville, Tennessee. What are you doing listening, sweetheart?
Organizing my closet, listening. I'm a transferred P1.
From where?
Decatur, Texas.
Wow, that's scummy.
Home of the Decatur Eagles finished fourth in District 9-3A last year behind Argyle, Salida, and Prosper. Prosper went big school, Argyle, and Salida went small school.
Why did you have to move to Tennessee?
The visual is...
husband in the Army.
Husband.
You know, if I had someone like you, I would never leave you home alone.
Now, is he off serving now? Are you alone?
Yeah, he's in Iraq.
Oh, no.
It's everything.
Is that still a war?
I know, right?
So you're lonely now, huh?
Tell him to go to a real war like Libya.
Have you ever cheated on him when he's been gone?
All the time. No, never.
Yeah.
Never?
Come on.
Never.
You can tell us the truth now.
Would you if we all showed up right there?
Do you have a celebrity exemption? That he, like somebody he wouldn't get mad at if you did?
Hey, singers, shut up.
Last train to Clarksville. She's calling from Clarksville, Tennessee.
Yeah, we're trying to hear what she's saying. She wants to cheat on her husband with Bob Sturm.
Well,
what? She really said that?
Yes.
Now, why? Why would you choose Bob?
I'm here right now.
Oh, hold on. You want to talk to Bob?
Hey, now. Hey,
you
now.
Want, do you want to say hi to Bob?
I love Bob.
Hey, now.
Why do you love Bob? Have you ever seen him?
Well, let me ask you a question for the next 5 minutes and see if you still like me.
What is
I love
it. What is it that you like about
head.
Bob?
You love his bald. Is your husband bald?
Super gay, but I like that he's been married for forever. I think it's really cute.
Hey, I have a bald head, and I've been married forever, too.
And I've been married, too, forever.
I've been married for 15 years.
Since, yeah, do you think you could teach him a lot of things since he's only been with one girl?
But don't you think that Bob, he likes his wife a lot more than the rest of us, right?
Yeah, he does. He doesn't call her a slut and things like that.
I never said that about mine. That's a drop taken out of contest, you idiot.
Contest? What contest?
I was listening live.
What contest?
Hey, I have a song request, if that's okay.
What you got?
Katy Perry's Teenage Dream, please.
You know what?
I've heard you sing it before.
Yep. Jeez, can we get a song that has a little soul in it?
Let's see. I don't know. Let's see.
Did you ever date a black guy?
Search Teenage Dream. Let's see if we can get the TikTok version of that.
Oh, come on.
What if you did? Would your dad have been upset at that?
Another one you did?
Yeah.
If you brought home a black guy? What's that?
Your white supremacist dad.
I love Katy Perry, Wade.
I do too. Let's get going.
You think I'm pretty without any makeup on? You think I'm funny when I tell the punchline wrong? I know you'll get me, so I let my walls come down, down.
Before you met me, I was a wreck and I was kind of heavy. You brought me to life now. You'll be my Valentine.
That's nice.
Valentine.
Let's go all the way tonight. No regrets, just love. We can dance until we die. You and I will be young forever. You make me
feel like I'm living.
There you go. Long distance dedication.
All right.
Clarksville,
how about
Tennessee.
America says thanks and the troops.
Put your pants on.
Well, good
God
luck
bless
with that
troops.
Closet.
Good luck to your husband.
Good
luck. Love you.
And, love you too.
Love you more. Bring home that black dude.
All right, Donnie, you want to take that break?
Let's do it, buddy.
You know what? I'm going to have to wrap things up.
I think
too.
I'm going to go to bed, boys.
Is this going
to
be it?
Looks that way.
Well, let's go take a shot of whiskey and then let's go to bed.
Little song?
Tomorrow will be much later and much
deeper. What's your signature song to sign off?
Closing time.
Happy trails.
You nailed it.
What key is that in?
Happy trails to you. Until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Smile when I'm depressed.
What? What's that?
Who cares about the skies and stormy weather? Weather. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Well,
thank you. See you later. One short key we're in.
See you in 90 minutes.
So,
no. Bye, Donnie.